13. Spraying and dusting equipment to fight pests and diseases affecting vines. Although diseases and pests have repeatedly endangered crops and vineyards for centuries and often reduced the yields significantly, specialist equipment and machinery to protect the vines took a long time to develop. Primitive brooms and sacks were used for a long time to dust the vines. It was only with the introduction of oidium from around 1845 onwards that machinery and equipment became necessary to also fight Peronospora. The dusting machines shown at the front of the room must surely be among the oldest still in existence and are particular treasures. They mostly come from the final quarter of the 19th century, including the first usable tool from 1885. The companies Holder and Platz played a key role in the development of other spraying and dusting equipment. Just how tempestuous the technical development process was for this type of equipment can be clearly seen from the objects on display. They document almost the entire development process of the last 100 years. This collection is unique in terms of its kind and completeness and showcases beautifully decorated and painted examples from the time around 1900, the Jugendstil era. The technical collection is complemented by picture posters of major diseases and pests. Since no toxic spray agents are used anymore, the display cabinets contain instructions on how to kill pests naturally. This pheromone treatment is a sex hormone that is emitted from lure traps, a confusion method that fights grapevine moths organically and with biotechnology. Fungicidal spraying agents are still permitted. These agents are non-toxic, but can only be used preventatively and do not cure the problem if the fungus has already taken hold. They are the same substances that gardeners use to protect their roses from mildew. The viticulture teaching institutions have always emphasized plant protection, and this is also documented in this room.